this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we always welcome your calls from across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being because we have with us a special guest this afternoon. His name is Tex Mars, and Tex has put out a recent video on concentration camps. Now, of course, to a lot of people, that idea is so foreign. That happened in Hitler's Germany, but that could never happen here in America. We could never have Americans arrested and put into concentration camps, could we? Or could we? And so, actually, I was reading a summary of what was on that video. In fact, I should have got one before we had Tex on with us. But, you know, I'm going to let him tell you about it because I know he's done a lot of research, and we've done some research in the past as well. And I have no question that many of these old Army bases are there, and they are being maintained. And, of course, they've changed the barbed wire around so it points inward rather than outward. In other words, so you can't get out, not so you can't get in. Because there actually are those within our society who want a totalitarian state. And you only have to go back and look at the Second World War. You know, the Gestapo, they were terrible guys, you know. They were ruthless and cruel, and they were rounding up Jews. But did you know that after the war, why we brought the head of the Gestapo, Heinrich Mueller, to the United States and gave him a plus government job? Oh, of course, because he was working with us against the evil communists who had financed all during the Second World War. Do you know that we brought many of the Nazi scientists here who had come up with some of these terrible, terrible experiments and experimented on human beings in the concentration camps? And we brought them over and gave them plus jobs, but that was because they were helping against the evil communists who we helped all during the Second World War. And there's so many things that people don't understand, that there is really evil in our country, and some of these people are the most evil, are at the key positions in our government, and they have an agenda. And there is no question in my mind, and reading some of the government documents we have, that there is a plan at one point or another to round up American citizens and put them into concentration camps unless the American people are willing to stand up to their freedom. Now, Tex, thanks so much for being with us today.
Hey, Dr. Stan, it's good to be with you today, and appreciated your introduction and sort of letting people understand what we're going to be talking about, because it's just so vitally important. And, you know, you've been in this so many years exposing things, and I'm sure if you were like me many years ago when you first began, it was a revelation, because we want to believe that America is good, and so many people in America are. Fine people, and that's why they're incredulous. They just can't believe that there are men, even a huge number of men. I think they're quite a large number that are bound and determined to have power over us, to control us, and that's been true, I guess, though, hasn't it? Since Babylon, every nation on earth, and in fact. Really, it's only been a minority of time that people have been able to beat back, you know, those who would rule over them with iron hands. So, you know, in the history of the world, really, the time when we've had an oasis of like a republic of the United States has been only a tiny drop in the ocean of dictatorship and bloodletting. And so, but people somehow think that human nature has changed.
Well, you know, our founding fathers recognized that men were basically corrupt because that's what the Bible said, and that's why they took the chains off the people and put the chains on the government and restricted what it could do. And for 150 years, Americans realized that liberty and limited government were synonymous. You could never allow government to have power because it would always be misused. But of course, recently, after the terrorist attack, so many people are saying, oh, we need to have the government just have all this power to protect us from the wicked terrorists. Of course, a few years ago, it was the wicked communists, and then before that, it was the wicked Nazis, and then before that, it was the wicked communists. We always have to have an enemy to justify taking away the people's freedom. You know what amazes me, Tex, is how readily people will give up their freedom in the name of, oh, security and protection.
They do. Now, this is a frightening thing. So many people I know, I've been on talk shows, Dr. Stan, and thank God for years, because I've been on them where the host, not always liberal either, will say something like this to me. They'll say, well, you know, I don't see any problem with letting the government wiretap our phones, put cameras in our homes, and so forth. I mean, if you haven't committed any criminal act, what have you got to worry about?
Well, of course, if you haven't committed any criminal act, why are they watching you? Why are they setting up these computers to monitor all the law-abiding citizens when they're not trying to keep the terrorists out of our country, when they've kept our borders open, when they've brought known terrorists in, when they've allowed the Saudis, to our good allies, to continue funding the terrorists until recently? And of course, there's no question that the Saudis were funding Al-Qaeda, and 15 of the 19 terrorists were Saudis. And yet, what have we done to Saudi Arabia? Other than, of course, reward them. You know, there's something wrong with the whole scenario of everything going on, Tex. And how did you find out, and what is your basis for really saying that there are concentration camps in America?
Well, over the years, like you, many, many people have sent me materials, pictures and photographs. You know, we have quite a many thousands actually on my mailing list, and whether it's New Jersey or down here in Texas, all the way to California, Florida, people have sent me material, and of course, you know, a lot of it is scare things, you know, and they see things happening in their local areas. Many of them have seen, as you mentioned, military installations. So many have been closed. I would say at least half of the military installations in the United States were closed in the last 20 years alone. And this is a continuing process. Bill Clinton, of course, escalated it. And many of those, rather than being turned over to the local communities and used in some productive way, the military and other federal agencies seem to have taken over. And they have put up barbed wire. They're maintaining the buildings in some kind of a semi-state, ready for something. And there are these camps all over the United States.
We're going to have to interrupt you there, Tex, because we got to go to a break here. We'll be right back in just a moment with Tex. And this is an incredible thing, but listen to what he has to say. Don't discount it. I'm simply out of hand.
Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi, and there's no better time to establish a biological response kit in your home. In an age when we hear about biological threats, more common are cases of E. coli in our food, cryptosporidium in our tap water, and staph germs, viruses, and molds in our air conditioning systems. Why be a sitting duck and run to the doctor after you've got a problem? Why not take something to stay healthy, like Alamex, the all-new 100% pure allicin garlic extract? You won't find Alamex in stores, but you'll find it by calling 866-405-4000. Alamex is equivalent to 15 cloves of fresh crushed garlic. And guess what? It's odor-free. Call 866-405-4000.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just mention that we are living in uncertain times, and the government keeps telling us, if you believe what your government says, that there's going to be chemical, biological, and nuclear attacks. It's not a matter of if, but when they're going to come. Well, what have you done to prepare for it? And let me just suggest, you probably ought to have some sort of a list of things you need, and you can get one, and you can also get a lot of the items that you should have at least on hand as a precautionary list or preparation by calling 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. That's Ready Reserve Foods. They actually manufacture a lot of the products, and I think that you'll find them to be fascinating place. Get the list, get the catalog, and if nothing else, you'll have a lot of good food. And some of this we actually have used, the dates, other items they have, my wife uses regularly. Give them a call right now.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught under a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or would respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement, is currently unavailable through regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest is Tex Mars, go ahead and tell your story of why you're concerned about the possibility of concentration camps, and of course tell people about your video and how they can get it.
Well, one of the things that I've done in the video, so many people believe that concentration camps started with the Nazis in World War II, with the Holocaust, and so that seemed to be such an incredible act. It seemed to be some kind of a vile, demonic attack on Jews. At least that's what we're told. And of course, there were concentration camps, and we can debate the numbers of people killed and all that other stuff, but we should never debate the fact that they existed, and people received tattoos on their arms, and they were rounded up and taken to those camps, Jews and Gentiles.
In fact, of course, we have a book written by a Jewish scholar, Norman Cohn. He says, of course, he talks about the 6 million Jews that were killed, but the 12 million others who died in the concentration camps. And we never talk about them, do we?
No, we never do. And what I'm trying to show in Gulag is that there is a history of this. We can go all the way back. Of course, some people say that really concentration camps began with the Boer War of England, back in the 19th century. Certainly Africa had similar things, but the United States itself, of course, we have had, in the Vietnam War, we had something called the Phoenix Program. Not only was it a systematic assassinations not of government officials or military generals that we encountered, of course, but this was a rounding up of people that had been reported by their neighbors, rumors, gossip, and thousands of people were taken out and shot without any trial, without anything at all. Some of them had their hands tied, were taken out in the middle of rivers and thrown overboard and drowned. But also entire villages were massacred. The My Lai Massacre, it has now been proven, was part of this Phoenix program. The CIA saw this incredible thing. Colby Comer, others there at the American Embassy in Vietnam. But, of course, Johnson and Nixon, our presidents, knew about this.
And, of course, I've talked to people who are there. Lots of times they would send assassins out, and, of course, they would be paid when they brought back the ears. And Bo Greitz has talked about this. My friend Colonel Tom McKinney has talked about it. They were all part of this Phoenix program. How would you keep that from the American people? 40,000 to 60,000 people were killed. These were mostly civilians who did not want America there. They weren't necessarily communists at all. They just didn't think we had any business over there in Southeast Asia. They looked upon it as it would be the return of the French. And we simply had them slaughtered.
We had them slaughtered.
But we can't let the American people know that, because, of course, then we wouldn't feel good about things. And we might demand trials for war crimes for the officers who were involved. But a lot of these people were good patriotic Americans. They thought we were really fighting communism over there. And since our boys were dying, we had to try to win the war. Without realizing, we never tried to win the war. We weren't there to win the war.
When I was over in the Vietnam era, over in the Air Force, spent 2 years. And I remember talking to some people that were involved in the Phoenix program, and of course I didn't understand the gravity of it then. I asked them what they were involved in. They said, pacification. Our job is pacification. And they snickered with each other. These were two guys that I met at a bar. But as we got to talking, I realized that pacification was mass murder. And it greatly disturbed me what I heard from those two special forces men. So this is true. These things have gone on, but it's more than that. You see, this is human nature when Satan gets in, and we do not put the fetters or chains on governments. Of course, I show in the video, I have clips of what happened in Cambodia, mounds of human skulls and bones. One half the nation, it was only a nation of 7 million people, it was the most gentle and loving people, they said. It was a land of smiles, and yet 3.5 million were massacred. And these people also, just like in Nazi Germany, they were taken in, had dossiers made up on them, they were given numbers, and then they were taken out and massacred. And so these things, this was in the 1970s, so we've traveled from the 40s to the 70s. And then, of course, we haven't touched on what the communists did. If the Germans had two or three dozen camps, and they did in World War II, how do we account for the fact that no one ever tells us? I have never seen, and maybe you have, maybe I've missed it, the Soviet Union had 2,000 Gulag concentration camps, slave labor camps, and whereas if whatever the number is of the Germans, no doubt that there were 10 to 20 times as many people massacred by the Soviets. Now, how can we explain the fact that over 100 times I've probably seen movies talking about the Nazi Holocaust? Now, I don't blink at those movies, and I'm not saying that that's bad for us to understand what happened, but why is it that a much greater Holocaust occurred in Soviet Russia with the communists? And by the way, that was founded, the whole Soviet empire was founded by satanic Jews, of all things, Lenin and Trotsky and the others.
And they
put to death many, many more millions, but I've never seen one Hollywood movie talking about what went on in the Gulag.
But it wasn't because they were Jews, it was because they were satanic.
They were satanic, but
right.
my point is that no one can be pure when the devil comes in. At the end of World War II, many of the Soviet Union camps were run. They were actually former Nazi concentration camps, and they put, again of all things, they put Jews as head of those because of their hatred of the Germans, and they then massacred many Germans. And of course, this has been documented by Jonathan Sack, a truly good-hearted Jewish man, a very great reporter, who reported this, and he was heartsick because as a Jew, he could not believe that Jews would do the same thing that the Nazis did.
But we have evil people in every race and certainly within every religion. But, you know, nobody, of course, it's estimated that Stalin killed 60 million people. We never mention that in America. And of course, Stalin was a Georgian. He came from Georgia. And
well, of course, and not only that, of course, Stalin intended to take away and kill all of the Jews. By the end of his reign, he had a dispute with the Jews himself. So that's another little hidden facet of history. You're correct about that. But here's my point, too, is that Americans think we are not endangered because American leaders would not do this to us. Somehow they believe that the Nazis, the communists, all of these things, what happened in Cambodia, that these are aberrations of human history, but they are not. And we're seeing now incredible things going on in America. You know, our Attorney General, John Ashcroft, actually has said that we need to set up a system of internment camps.
We know that actually FEMA is actually planning that. Have you ever seen that film clip of Congressman Henry Gonzalez saying there is a plan, actually, in case of a national emergency and terrorism, to set up camps and arrest American citizens and put them into them? Have you seen that?
I haven't. I've read about that.
We actually have that. I'll have to send that to you.
Well, good. I'd love to have it. Now, what I do have on Gulag USA, my newest video, I have the film clip of the actual Senate, actually joint House and Senate hearings of Oliver North.
Oh, that's wonderful. With Jack Brooks, yes.
Yeah, we have that on there where Jack Brooks, head of the House Government Operations Committee, actually began to question Oliver North, Colonel Oliver North, about Rex 84, the concentration camp program, and the plan to suspend our Bill of Rights and junk the Constitution and round up those the government felt were potential criminals and potential dissidents, people like you and me, I suppose, patriots, and put them into camps around the United States. Now, there's actually a plan for this. Brooks began to question him, and I'll tell you, you can see Oliver North's face screwing up, and he goes ballistic with it, he and his lawyers on the witness stand, and then, of course, the Senator Inouye shuts up Brooks and says, we can't talk about this. We have to go to closed-door hearings. In other words, we cannot let the American people know that such a thing as a concentration camp plan exists. So we do have that on film. Now, it's interesting that Ashcroft, his newest plan, which I believe already, of course, they already have these camps, but they announce things after the fact and get approval, you might say, after the fact. And he has announced that they do want to have these internment camps here in America. Now, Professor Jonathan Turley, one of America's top constitutional law experts, he has a constitutional law center at George Washington University in Virginia. He has put out a statement, this is the New York Times, he wrote a column. He actually is calling for the impeachment of Ashcroft. The impeachment. Now, Turley is not a radical. He's not a liberal. In fact, he also was for the impeachment of Bill Clinton. So he's certainly not a Republican hack. He says Ashcroft is a menace to the American Constitution.
We're going to have to take a break here, and when we get back, I'm going to have Tex tell you how to get hold of his video, and the American Gulag will be right back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time. I just want to mention a couple of the items that we have. We've got a great new book. It's called War on Freedom. It's written actually by an English Muslim, of all people. But, of course, the book just contains some of the most amazing documentation, a lot of the things we had already known, and even a lot of things I didn't know, and I've been studying this thing very, very closely. It's called The War on Freedom. It's 1695. We recommend this book to you very, very strongly. It's almost 400 pages. Well-documented, and as they say, written by somebody overseas looking at America and concerned what's happening in this country, realizing that if America loses its freedom and becomes a dictatorship, then what will happen to the rest of the world? Could this happen? Well, remember what happened in Hitler's Germany during the Second World War, and they had to mobilize, and everybody had to give up their freedom to fight the Allies. But that, of course, the wicked Gestapo was, of course, implementing all these horrible things. And, of course, the head of the wicked Gestapo, Heinrich Mueller, was brought here to America and rewarded after the war for his fine services. But to who? To the German people? Have you ever heard of Heinrich Mueller? He headed the Gestapo. Heinrich Himmler was in charge of German security, and Mueller was underneath him. We have the book, The Gestapo Chief. We recommend you get the book and read it. Gestapo Chief, the story of Heinrich Mueller, who came to America. How could this happen and the American people would never hear about it? How could Operation Paperclip have happened when we brought all the Nazi scientists to America? And that's covered in the book Medusa File. And, of course, that not only talks about the Nazi scientists, it talks about all the other Nazis we helped to escape to South America. What's wrong with this picture? Why, of course, Prescott Bush, the president's grandfather, was helping Adolf Hitler. That's covered in a book called Secrets of the Tomb. Get this material and get it right now.
This is a fascinating four-tape set. Genocide. And one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America. The fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well tie up cancer. An incredible interview and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, our guest is Tex Mars, and I just want to mention, those of you who haven't read the MEPA legislation, that's the Model Emergency State Health Powers Act, or the Model Emergency Health Powers Act, will find there that they have compulsory vaccination. If the governor of the state declares a medical emergency, they can forcibly vaccinate American citizens against their will. And of course, if they don't go along with it, they can either quarantine them or they can put them in detention camps. Why would they pass legislation like that? And not only that, but why was the legislation already ready to be enacted before the September 11th attack? In fact, all the plans were made for the Office of Homeland Security before the attack. The plans were made for the USA Patriot attack. It was almost as if they knew it was going to happen. Isn't that strange? Tex, how can people get copies of your video?
Yes, Dr. Stan, folks, of course, can call our toll-free number during the workday, and that's toll-free 1-800-234-9673, and just ask for the video, Gulag USA, Concentration Camps in America. It's about 82 minutes in length, so it's quite long. It's $25, and then I think it's $3 for shipping and handling, a total of $28 for the video, and it goes into Power of Prophecy Ministry and allows us to continue our work. And by the way, of course, people can write to us and send us the $28. Just send it to Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, that's P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N Road, Austin, Texas. And the zip code is 78733. Now, if they just want more information, would like a sample copy of the newsletter, in fact, this month's issue is about the concentration camp program, just call that toll-free number right. And just simply say, I'd like a free newsletter, and we'll send that to them as well. And they don't even have to buy the video.
All right, fine. Well, let's go ahead and go to Fred, who's calling in from Salinas. Hi, Fred. Question or comment?
Good afternoon. I wanted to talk to him about a Senate hearing I watched a couple weeks ago, and it was talking about the private prison industry and the inroads that prison industry is taking into private industry.
In other words, they have the prisoners working and building things, and then they are in competition with a free society.
With private industry.
They have those over in China, too. They have their prisoners, and they have a large number of prisoners. Many of them, incidentally, are Christians, who have tried to practice their faith over there. And that's the government that we are subsidizing. Remember, the United States and Western Europe and our allies have given almost $400 billion to build up the industrial capacity of communist China that puts people in jail because they're Christians and, forces women to have abortions and certainly has a ruthless policy, and you get out of line, they simply shoot you over there. And that's the government that we are maintaining in power. That gives you something, reason for thought, doesn't it, Fred?
Yeah, it does. I found out on that the largest industry, the growing industry in this country, is the prison industry, and they manufacture hundreds of different products, and that's most of that's being done out of prisons that are private-run prisons now. They're not state-run prisons.
And remember, one in every three young black men is either in prison, on parole, or probation.
And most of 85% of those people in prisons are in there on drug charges.
And the CIA is the largest drug smuggler in America. Thanks so much, Fred. Do you have any comment at all on what Fred was saying, Tex?
It is frightening because, the economics of it, it makes it necessary because if we have all this prison industry, and they're building everything from folding chairs to, it used to be just license plates for the states, but now it is absolutely everything. And many of the largest corporations are given contracts. And these people are putting together computer units and the stereos and lamps and pieces of furniture. The economics of it, this cheap labor. The scary part is they need to keep the prisoners coming into the prisons. They need a certain number so they can meet their contract and get the money. Of course, there's many kickbacks involved with the prison officials, with the Bureau of Prisons and all of this. So So they cannot simply rehabilitate prisoners. They've got to keep, you mentioned one out of three blacks, and there's so many millions in the prison now, more than ever in history, proportionally. This is something they've got to keep up. It's sort of like the IRS. You know, when we go into a budget deficit like we're going into now, suddenly everybody is screaming that the IRS needs to get out there and terrorize people even more. After all, the government needs the money. So you, IRS, as our thug agents, go out there and beat people on the head, audit them, and find things they really don't even owe money for, and bring in the money to the Treasury. We need more money. So it becomes a cycle of evil, both the prison industries and the IRS, of economics. And so there's a tie in there. And that's the terrible thing. And here again, we have these concentration camp program set up here, and we're going to have incredibly cheap labor. And you mentioned, right, we have supposedly a war on terrorism, but I just read a startling thing that said that the number of illegal immigrants has increased 6%. These are official statistics. Over last year, it's now estimated, and you know they're lying, it must be more than that, there is a 6% increase in the number of illegal aliens entering the United States since September 11th, and 8% more foreign students have entered the United States, and of course many of them just stay.
And many of them come from terrorist countries.
Oh, you know, I did some study here at the University of Texas at Austin, one of the premier universities in America. And Dr. Stan, you're going to get angry at what I tell you. You know, they've got some wonderful student housing, and it's subsidized by the taxpayers. And they, you know, and so if you're a married student, rather than, you know, apartments are so expensive, $1,000 a month for a one-bedroom apartment or more, just like it is there in many areas of California. And so they say, but we have this married student housing for the University of Texas. Well, guess what? 95% of the student housing at the University of Texas is occupied by foreign students, not even Americans. And I found that 80% of the graduate school students are foreigners, many from Red China, many from Arab countries. They're learning such subjects as nuclear physics. In other words, how to make atomic bombs and such. And these are Red Chinese and Arab Muslims, and 80% of the students are foreigners. And I'm paying my taxpayer dollars for the University of Texas, but really the federal government gives, no doubt, millions of dollars also to this state-supported university. Yeah, well, how can 80% of the graduate students be foreigners in an American state-supported university like the University of Texas?
Well, let me tell you something that's even worse. At least in Texas, they have to pay full tuition. They don't get the special discount that you get if you're a Texas resident. But if you were a Texas resident and came to California, you would have to pay the full freight here at the University of California branches. Unless, of course, you're an illegal alien. If you're here illegally, why you get the same rate as a California resident? Doesn't that make you feel all warm and fuzzy?
Well, in other words, as a Texan, if I go to California, I pay more in college.
Well, you have to pay far more than an illegal alien
Chinese.
Who they know who is an illegal alien. And we subsidize people we know are illegal aliens, not with low tuition as our University of California, and, of course, emergency medical care, and all sorts of subsidies for people who are here. We know they're here illegally. But don't worry, George Bush wants to make them all legal. He says this will be the last time, but that's what they said the time before and the time before that. And, you know, they were lying. Well, let's go to Spencer calling from Ohio. Spencer, you have a question or comment?
God bless you, Tex Mars. I have your latest newsletter here on the concentration camps. You have a photo of one in Arizona. Is that located in Phoenix?
I can't recall where that is. I'd have to go to my files. I'm so sorry. I do remember we put that photo in. And by the way, that particular photo, it has not been verified by me. I have not been. That was from one of my ministry friends. Do you know of that location?
No, sir, but it says it's in Arizona.
All right, fine. Well, we have actually a lot of films and footage that have been verified. I know people have actually gone there, and my friend Dave Wegener has done that, and a lot of that's covered in a video called America Behind Bob Wire, or simply The Amazing Clips, and you'll actually see a lot of these. And there's no question that they have all of these camps, and we know, and if you go to the Chris Ruddy's website, he'll talk about this, that FEMA is planning on spending billions and billions of dollars to set up relocation camps in America. And they are to be all ready by the year 2004 or 2005. Tex, why would they want relocation camps in America for American citizens?
Well, that is what's scary. And, of course, now they have the new standards for us to be arrested and incarcerated. And now you don't have to be a criminal. You can be, for example, a material witness or just a witness.
I think that's
or somebody who's suspected.
Why would they arrest material witnesses? You know, this is the most amazing thing. Here's somebody who might be a witness, and so they arrest them and they put them in prison. I didn't think you could put people in prison unless they committed a crime. And yet, of course, now, of course, if you are accused of being a terrorist, and they've changed the definition of terrorism. I'm sure you know that in the USA Patriot Act, they, of course, talk about terrorism and the battle on terrorism, but not once do they mention Islamic terrorism. They've simply changed the definition of terrorism.
What is so terrible to me is, if you'll remember right before the year 2000, how that FBI report that they put out basically stated that the only ones we really have to worry about are these Christian right-wing militias and Christians who actually believe in Bible prophecy. Now, this was Louis Free. You'll remember that report. They actually said that these are the great dangers to America, not foreign terrorists, but these domestic Americans who actually believe in this crazy stuff that's in the Bible prophecy.
And
so, of course, now we're still on the back burner. They haven't forgotten about us, and I assume very soon there'll be some terrible terrorist tragedy, and they'll come back to the so-called American militia. I just found out, by the way, I don't know if Spencer's still on the line, I was watching the news today, I think it was CNN, and some guys there that are part of the Arizona militia have begun to patrol the border. About 100 guys, and they say if the American government doesn't want to keep illegal aliens out, well, we'll do it. So with combat fatigue zone and rifles, they're going to start patrolling the border, sort of like vigilantes. Now, whether or not that's a good idea, I don't know, but I'll tell you what, this will probably inspire the government to cause some terrorist act to occur down in Arizona, and they'll blame it on these poor guys.
We're going to have to take a quick break here, and this is the time, of course, when I have to remind all of you out there across America that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs and really care about this country, really care about these concepts of freedom, about this opportunity we've had to live as free people in a free society, and that's rapidly being taken away from us in the name of, why, of course, fighting terrorism. And so, because 15 Saudi Arabians came to this country and crashed into our buildings, we've got to take the freedom away from every law-abiding citizen and begin to monitor every law-abiding citizen. Oh, we couldn't monitor the Islamic people because that would, of course, be racial profiling. So we're going to have to begin getting dossiers on everybody out there. We have to have equal opportunity, investigations of every American citizen. This is what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you understand that the guys are fighting terrorism? This is how they take the freedom away from the law-abiding citizens. This is what it's really all about. Long, long, long-range planning. And it's all coming to fruition right now. And as Tex was saying, I can remember this deal that was going in 1999, just as we came to the new millennium. Not one word of Islamic terrorism. You go up to my website, look at the FBI poster that's up there. It was circulated in the Phoenix area, all about how you can tell a terrorist why they talk about the Constitution. That's how you really talk about a terrorist. They're patriots. That's how you really identify a terrorist. Not one word of Islamic terrorism, yet they knew the Islamic terrorist threat was here. If you're concerned about what's going on and want to help us, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Join the Radio Liberty family. If you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, give us a call. We hope you'll want to subscribe.
Our four tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. A two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president. And then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out. And if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and we have a special guest this afternoon is Tex Mars, and right now we've got Larry calling in from Louisiana. Larry, I have a question or comment.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Tex. Can you hear me, Tex?
I sure can, Larry.
Okay. Did you get that 8x10 photograph of a nanobot I sent to you?
Yes, I did.
Does that compare to the photographs that you already seen of the nanobots?
No, wait a minute. You're talking about something. You know, if you want to talk to Tex, you call him off the air. But the people have no idea what you're even talking about, Larry.
Yeah, I'll leave the subject, Larry, but maybe we can talk about that some other time.
Oh, well, it has to do with what the government's doing.
All right, fine. But most people don't. Are you talking about the nanorobots?
Yes, that are injectable into the bloodstream.
Okay, there is nanotechnology, and these things can be injected into the blood. And this is a very real problem, but has nothing to do with the concentration camps. But anyway, look,
well, sure it does. They're going to give you that shot when they get you into the camp.
Okay, fine. Well, thanks so much, Larry. And maybe they are, and maybe they aren't. Certainly, there's some frightening technology out there that really begin to dehumanize people. Tex, would you like to just briefly touch on what these nanorobots are? This is the most amazing thing. And if I hadn't read about this in some very mainline magazines, I'd say, why, this is just crazy talk. Tell our listeners a little bit about the nanorobots.
It's a complex technology, but basically it's simply this. If you consider the biochip being put into the body, you know, remember the young man and his family down in Florida who's made all the TV headlines that had a microchip in the body. This is actually, these are biochips, let's just call them that, that are genetically engineered out of what we would call human flesh material in a sense, but they're as tiny as bacteria, perhaps 1/50,000 as wide as a human hair. They can be injected in you when you take, a vaccination even, although I'm not saying that I have proof of that. I'm just saying the theoretical possibility is there. And then you can be tracked forever. You'll actually have these tiny little, they're like robotic devices, and they can be programmed to do different things in your body. They could eat up, like a Pac-Man, eat up your heart, your brain, or whatever, or they could be tracked from a remote distance. This is not at all a sci-fi or far out, but it's something, in fact, the United States has a national nanotechnology initiative, and the Bush administration is going to spend $700 million this year alone. The University of Texas, Princeton University, Stanford, many others have set up nanotechnology centers. They believe this will be 100 times as big a technology as, for example, the Internet was, or computers were, or aircraft back in that era when they had aircraft or motor cars. The greatest technology of the 21st century, and it could be used for incredible damage to human beings. Michael Crichton, you know, the guy who wrote Andromeda Strain, has a new book out called Prey, in which he talks about nanorobots being directed by a computer to basically demolish human beings. And it's scary, but unfortunately, it's true.
Well, of course. Now, what's the name of that book by Michael Crichton?
called Prey, P-R-E-Y.
All right, we're going to have to get him on the line. But, of course, the thing that bothers me, Tex, is that day after day, week after week, we're hearing about the threat of smallpox. Now, years ago, they told us there was no smallpox. Now they tell us there is smallpox. Years ago, they said you couldn't get a vaccine. We're here from the government. We won't let you have the vaccine because we want to help you, and we won't want you to take this vaccine because there's no threat. Now they're telling us, oh, my goodness, it's everywhere. Saddam Hussein has it. We're going to inoculate 500,000 military personnel and 500,000 primary responders, and then we want to be able to, as an emergency thing, vaccinate everybody in the country. But how do we know what's in that vaccine? Could they have a nanorobot in there? Would they do something evil like that? Would these people who would bring Heinrich Bueller here and help the Nazis escape to South America, and I'm saying most of these people are dead, but the CIA is still here, directed by the same demonic forces that were there at the time of the Second World War and the OSS. I mean, could they do something like that, Tex? Could they use vaccines to inject us with things that would be harmful?
They could and they would, and this is a terrible thing. Because, you know, I know some people will disagree with me, but vaccines have been used for great good. I'm sure the polio, I remember, and you do too, you know, you're a medical doctor, and you remember those iron lungs and so many young people afflicted with polio. I praise God that they're not afflicted with polio today. But nevertheless, it seems that, you know, when we were kids, we had the smallpox vaccination, and I can't remember thousands of deaths and things like that. I'm sure there were many side effects, and perhaps they covered it up. But recently they did a study, and 200 people in a test were given the smallpox vaccination, and 25 of them got very ill. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think 8 of the 25 had to be hospitalized. Well, those are very high numbers. I don't understand how 25 out of 200 could get very ill for up to 3 or 4 days from this vaccine. It seems like they need to improve it. Maybe it's not the same vaccine we took as a kid.
Yeah, well, no, in fact, this is what they're giving. They're giving a due vaccine with no track record at all. And then they tell us, well, look, they gave it over in Israel, no problems, but they gave a different vaccine over in Israel than they're going to give here. Let's go to some of these people. We've got Jeannie calling from the Silver Beach. Hi, Jeannie. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Dr. Stan. This morning I went to a Chamber of Commerce, a breakfast meeting, and the speaker was the Chancellor of UCSC. And she is saying that UCSC is the best public research university in the United States, and they will actually pass up Stanford University in the next 2 years. And they specialize in three technologies. The first one is nanotechnology, biotechnology, and information technology. So we have it in our back door, Dr. Stan.
And I think people better understand what this nanotechnology is, and the fact that it really bothered me when I heard that Tommy Thompson, Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare, say we're going to have 300 million shots of smallpox vaccine, and your name's got to be on every one of them. You know, somebody's name is going to be on every one of them. Why put people's name on these shots unless maybe there's something in the shots that will identify them? I don't know. But I would say that these are very serious times, and they are spending an awful lot of time getting the American people frightened and willing to take this vaccine when we don't even know if there's any smallpox in the world. And the only way it could get it...
They told us some years ago, in the last decade, that they had kept a small bit of the smallpox virus in the United States at Fort Detrick, Maryland, locked away, and they said that's the only one in the whole world, and I remember the debate whether they should go ahead and destroy it, but they said, well, no, you know, nobody's getting this, it's been extinct, no one is actually getting this disease anymore, but we'll go ahead and keep that virus locked away in case we ever want to come back to it to study it for some reason. Then suddenly it was announced that lo and behold, Russia also had the smallpox vaccine, but they kept it in this one military lab. It was all locked away and everything was okay. Then suddenly, the Russians come up and say, you know what? We've lost control of that. Maybe our military commander sold it to the Arabs or something. We just don't know where that is. And it seems like some kind of a baloney message they're trying to put out there to scare us into taking these immunization shots.
I think the CIA is very, very effective in creating hysteria across America. Jeannie, thanks very much. Anything else you wanted to say?
That's it.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's go to Jim calling from Massachusetts. Jim, we're almost out of time. Quick question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan. Is there any evidence that anyone in the Pentagon has received free stocks from the pharmaceutical company that's making the smallpox vaccine for the military?
Well, no, I think not in the Pentagon, other than perhaps Mr. Donald Rumsfeld. Donald Rumsfeld actually is involved in the company that has created a drug which may be effective for smallpox. In other words, he is the one who is going to make a tremendous amount of money. If we have a smallpox outbreak and they have to use this medicine, it's his company that made that. He was the CEO of that company. Isn't that interesting?
Isn't it?
Okay, thanks so much, Jim.
All right. Thank
bye-bye.
You, Dr. Stan.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Well, there are a lot of things going on out there. And, of course, the tragedy is that the American people just aren't being told. Tex, we're just about out of time. Would you like to give some parting thoughts to our listeners and get that telephone number out just one more time?
Be glad. The video, of course, is Gulag USA, and our phone number toll-free during the workday is 1-800-234-9673. You know, I'd just like to thank God, Dr. Stan, for your program and for the people who call and all the people listening. You see, I believe as long as we have the freedom to educate others and to talk amongst ourselves, and to fight this, there's hope. And there is hope. Hey, here we're on the radio. Everything hasn't been stamped out yet. We have some freedoms. Let's grab onto them and let's go forward because we don't know when Jesus Christ is coming again. Why should we be presumptuous? Meanwhile, let's work here on earth today.
And pray as if it's up to God and work as if it's up to us. Thanks so very much for being with us, Tex. And again, that telephone number is?
Yes, 1-800-234-9673. And they can just ask for the free newsletter. They don't have to buy the video. They'd like to just have that sample copy.
All right. God bless you. Thank you so very much.
God bless you.
Okay, fine. Well, that was Tex Mars. And really, this is a subject you really need to get to know something about. We have a video. It's called The Amazing Clips, and you'll actually see many of the concentration camps. You'll actually see Congressman Henry Gonzalez saying, talking about this clip, this from the investigation, the Iran-Contra hearings with Jack Brooks being interrupted by Senator Inouye, who obviously doesn't want the information out. And, of course, Henry Gonzalez says there is a plan in case of a terrorist attack to arrest American citizens and put them in concentration camps. Now, that's The Amazing Clips. You can get it by itself. It's three videos over 3.5 hours of viewing, or get the concentration camp special. The information is all there that you need to convince others, and then help us to get the word out across America, because freedom is lost when good people do nothing. And so until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan saying, pray for America. Pray for our leaders. Pray for revival. Because if America people don't turn back to God, God is going to turn his back on the American people and on this once great Christian nation. And finally, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye. May the Lord be with you.